The Washington Times reported Demand Protest, a San Francisco company that bills itself as the largest private grassroots support organization in the U.S., posted identical ads January 12th in multiple cities on a website seeking operatives. Get paid fighting against Trump, says the ad. The job offers a monthly retainer of $2,500 plus our standard per event pay of $50 an hour as long as you participate in at least 6 events a year, as well as health, vision, and dental insurance for full-time operatives. It was long ago that Limbaugh and others referred to the left's usual protesters as a rent-a-mob, and though such is provable with examples of recruitment ads such as this, as well as financial activity filing by political groups, the manipulative media largely ignores such and pretends leftist protest is natural and grassroots in nature. Ignoring plain fact seems a pillar of liberal political doctrine. It's also a common tactic of the manipulative media. The so-called fact-checking site PolitiFact reported that a widely shared November 11th article claiming an anti-Trump protester was paid $3,500 was, get it, fake news. The Washington Times reported on that. When the evidence is contrary to liberal orthodoxy in a manner which makes Democrats and other leftists look bad, the evidence is ignored or deemed fake a good deal of the time. And when incendiary charges are leveled at powerful conservatives, the same members of the manipulative media pump up the stories even without any evidence, fake or otherwise. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas.